This is a Triple M Footy podcast. With all the latest news and stories that matter right now in footy, it's Tom Brown's news.
Good afternoon. Massive weekend of football. We'll discuss all the games and the implications, particularly from a finals and top four and top eight perspective at the end of the podcast. But lots of news to kick off with this afternoon. In particular, I'll start with COVID, unfortunately. No one wants to talk about COVID, but unfortunately it's an issue again. Ken Hinckley won't coach Port this weekend, a hugely important clash for the Power in Alice Springs against Melbourne. Hinckley's under protocols. Nathan Bassett will essentially step in there and coordinate the line coaches. I think Ken will even have some involvement coaching remotely. Most importantly, he's fine, but the club explaining that today. Chris Davies, their football manager, but Ken will have an involvement remotely. But in essence, Nathan Bassett will coach Port Adelaide when they take on Melbourne in Alice Springs. Clearly, COVID now an issue. It's, you know, as clear as day this weekend. You know, the Dogs missing Shacky, Hunter, Norton under protocols, Collingwood, Quaynor, Melbourne, Petty, St Kilda, Ross and Winhager, McInerney at Brisbane after missing at least five players through COVID last week. So clearly, it's an issue this week. It's a growing issue with this latest strain. I'm not an expert, but clearly it's quite a virulent strain that's going around at the moment. And it's definitely going to be an issue. It's already an issue as we lead into the last third of the year and indeed into the finals. The AFL lifted their vaccination mandate yesterday. I revealed that through my social channels. That's significant, clearly, for Liam Jones, who's expected, hopefully, to return to footy next year. We revealed last week that on 7 News that he met Jones with the Bombers, for example, in Queensland last week. He's keen to return to football next year, providing he can find a suitable club. The AFL still strongly encouraging vaccination, but it's just not mandated now from, yesterday onwards, which is also significant for the AFLW. What are clubs doing this week in terms of protocols and COVID compliance, if you like, and trying to avoid COVID? That's the most important thing. The onus is still on the clubs. A lot of clubs, including St Kilda and I think Richmond, have told their players to minimise social interaction where possible. So it's up to the players to manage that in terms of where they want to go in terms of restaurants and all that type of thing. I think the message clearly is don't go out nightclubbing and get photographed, all that sort of stuff, especially leading into the finals for those particular clubs. A lot of clubs are now using masks at the clubs, having some separate meetings. I think North is doing that where it can, as well as Brisbane. The AFL for the moment pushing back on the very expensive private flights for the main part. Melbourne, for example, I understand flying commercial to Alice Springs tomorrow. So at the moment, the AFL trying as best as possible to keep life going as normal as possible, but it is a growing issue. Case in point, Ken Hinckley this weekend in terms of COVID.
Bringing you the latest in footy news before you hear it anywhere else. This is Tom Brown's news.
Friday, some contract and trade news. Essendon announcing that Andy McGrath, which we have flagged on this podcast, has extended his contract for 2 years. Ben Rutten spoke this morning out at the hangar and does want Dyson Heppel, their captain, to be part of the group next season. So obviously they'll work towards hopefully a deal in that regard. Rory Lobb, I've reported, will seek a trade at the end of the season to a Victorian side. My understanding this week is that St Kilda's not really in that race now and the Bulldogs shape as the main contender now for Lobb, and I think look in pretty good shape in that regard. So that will obviously be a story in 4 or 5 weeks' time. He might indeed play a huge role, hopefully for their sake, certainly in their finals campaign, the Dockers. The Giants, I can put a figure on the extent of their salary cap issues. My understanding is that they're about $1 or $1.1 million on projections over the cap for next year. That means they will have to lose one or two players. The guys in play clearly, Tim Taranto, linked to Richmond and Collingwood heavily. Jacob Hopper, who's battled a knee injury all year, a persistent one, but he's an absolute beauty in terms of a player, and Bruin. So perhaps one or two of those players would solve that $1 or $1.1 million issue. There is, of course, talk, again in the papers today, of Brody Grundy going to the Giants. Look, that's very premature at this instance. But just for example, in terms of the way that would potentially work, they'd have to clear one of the two players that I just mentioned, Taranto, Hopper and Bruin. Then they'd have to clear another expensive player, at least one of them, to have even a hope of taking on Grundy. So they'd have to lose a Kelly or a Whitfield or a Cornelio or a Green, who are all tied to very, very expensive, very, very long-term deals. And that wouldn't be an easy deal to get across the line. It's not to say it wouldn't happen, but I think this talk of Grundy going to the Giants certainly is very, very premature in light of that figure that I understand is $1 or $1.1 million at least next year over their projected caps. They'll have to lose at least a couple of players, obviously Taranto, Hopper and Bruin, the main ones being discussed at the moment. There's a lot of water to pass under the bridge in that regard. The Giants in the background also at the moment continuing their interviews for their coaching search. Jason McCartney was in Melbourne last week, interviewed Clarko, Alistair Clarkson, before he went away. Mitch Cleary on 7 News also reporting they've spoken to Adam Kingsley. So that's what's going on in that regard at the Giants as well.
This is Tom Brown's News, bringing you the latest in footy every Monday, Thursday and Friday. Here at First on Listener.
Just a quirky one regarding the Buddy Franklin contract situation. I don't want to go too much into this because I'm firmly of the view that it's most likely that he will stay at Sydney and do an extension. I think they're edging close to that. And there is a gap in terms of the money, but I don't think it's a huge gap. In fact, Jacinta Franklin, speaking on the morning show on 7 yesterday, said they're certainly committed at this stage to staying in Sydney. So I don't think there's a big gap, and I think he's very firmly invested into the Swans, and I think he will stay at the Swans. But an interesting, quirky one in terms of his contract situation and the way he's negotiating that. He did the famous long-term deal with Liam Pickering, a top player agent. That was the and Pickers gets the commission, if you like, which is usually 4% on that $10 million deal or so, and that will expire at the end of this year. He's got a manager called Adam Finch, who is part of his business Buddy Promotions and Jacinta Franklin Enterprises. But what's interesting is that Finch isn't officially accredited under the AFL management accreditation guidelines. And under the rules, the negotiations have to be conducted by the player or signed off by the player, a parent, a legal guardian, or an accredited agent. And this is where Jacinta comes into play. Jacinta recently sat her agent's accreditation course. I don't know if that's all been signed off yet. But Buddy or Jacinta will be able to sign off on that deal, Buddy being, you know, Buddy or Jacinta as an accredited agent, providing she gets that accreditation, which will save them the commission on that one-year extension at Sydney, which is about 4% of 500, which is about $20,000. So Buddy's just got a bit of an unusual structure, not a common structure in regards to his management situation there. And Buddy or Jacinta as an accredited agent will be able to sign off on that deal under the rules and in effect save on the commission.
The Saturday Rub, Friday Huddle, Sunday Rub, Midweek Rub, Tom Brown's News and all the footy podcasts you need are in one place. Subscribe to Triple M Footy on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just in brief, a massive round of football. Melbourne, they'll fly to Alice Springs tomorrow. Max Gawn, I understand, will play more forward time, which will signal Luke Jackson spending some extra time in the ruck. That'll be pretty interesting. As I mentioned earlier, Ken Hinckley out for Port under COVID protocols. In terms of Collingwood, a massive game against Adelaide tomorrow over in Adelaide. They're flying over today. It's Scott Pendlebury's 350th game, only 17 players in the history of the competition. In fact, Scott will become the 17th player to play 350 games. No doubt he'll be speaking on Marty Sheargold's show on Monday morning. That's a significant achievement. They had a presentation for Scott yesterday at Collingwood. Dane Swan addressed the group. I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall during Swanee's address, but a massive achievement from Pendles and a hugely important game for Collingwood. They're without Grundy, Dugowie, Adams and Quaynor. Hopefully more will be in the side, but really for the Pies to, well, it's an unlikely scenario, but perhaps finish in the top four. You think they'd have to knock off Adelaide in Adelaide tomorrow, which Adelaide's a 4 or 5 goal better side over there. So it's going to be an interesting clash for the Pies. Just whipping through the significance of the other games this weekend, the Bulldogs and the Saints tonight, that's 9th against 10th. The Bulldogs are a game behind the Saints, so they really have to win, have to knock off the Saints tonight. Of course, Bailey Smith returns to the side. Carlton against Geelong tomorrow. Really, for the Blues' top four chances, they have to find a way, if they can, to knock off the Cats, who are in magnificent form. That's first versus fifth, so it's going to be an absolutely huge contest. And speaking of another massive one, Sydney against Fremantle tomorrow. If Fremantle can beat Sydney at home, they'll be firmly entrenched, really, in the top four. So massive importance there. And, of course, Melbourne and Port, that's a massive game for both clubs. Port really, really must win, given they're clearly at the moment outside the eight. That wraps up a pretty big news day. It's going to be a massive weekend of football. I can't wait. It'll all start tonight at Marvel, the Bulldogs and St Kilda. I'll be Boundary as part of Triple M Football. Triple M rocks football.
That was Tom Brown's News. Come back every Monday, Thursday and Friday for more and subscribe to Triple M Footy on Listener or wherever you listen to get all our podcasts throughout the season. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.